I have on the line Johnny McDonald from the Northside Partnership. Johnny, good morning and welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much.
It's a lovely clear line. I love it when things work. Johnny, we're going to chat today about, what is it, Widalesco, is it?
Yeah, that's it, Widalesco, yeah.
Well, I suppose the best way to start the little chat, so, is for you to tell us what Widalesco is all about.
Okay, I'll tell you how. Basically, what it's about is, you know, with the way COVID has affected kind of everybody, and especially with the STAR project, we do work with the traveller community and the Roma community. It was about a way of trying to keep the children connected to both school and learning at the same time, because unfortunately our programme has been hampered a good bit by COVID and the restrictions and stuff, and a lot of kids haven't went back to school since the school's opened because various reasons, like they could have family members at home with underlying health conditions and they don't know if it's safe to go back or nobody wants to take a risk and stuff. So basically what we've come up with was basically trying to keep children into reading and stuff and get them involved in reading, and like your favourite books or stuff, your favourite childhood book or story or a poem, whatever it might be, just in order for to get them engaged. As I said, look, it's a great thing to do, because reading is a lifelong skill and it's very important, especially for children that might be struggling in school or that need a little bit of support that's not in school at the moment. And it's just something in that line of to get them back engaged and stuff. Anything at all is better than nothing at the moment.
Well, that is very true, and I mean, reading is probably the most important educational skill that can be taught to any child, and there's no such thing as too early, or indeed, Johnny, too late either. Johnny, before we go on to talk more about this, we have heard, and we always hear about, and I don't take me up wrong now on this when I use this phrase, but I'm doing it for the sake of simplicity, that the Traveller and Roma communities are sort of linked together and lumped together. Are they inextricably linked by culture? What is there seems to be a great common bond between the two. Can you explain what that is?
Well, they're different. Both cultures are different, and they're linked in certain ways. Like traditions, a lot of traditions are something similar, but they're not. There's still a lot of difference between the Traveller and Roma community. What I would say is, in my own opinion of it, like, the Traveller community at the moment is making a lot of, even though it's very slow and stuff, it's making a lot of strides and everything in all aspects of what we're trying to do, whether it be in the line of education and employment and stuff like that. Where the Romas, I could see, and this is my personal opinion, the Romas would be, I reckon the Romas are where the Romas are now, it'd be where Travellers were 20 years ago in this country. And also as well, you have a lot of barriers that are facing the Romas as well with the language issue and everything else. And so they're linked in certain things and ways, and I suppose the barriers that they'll be facing would be more or less the same, but they're very much kind of different in their own in our own communities and stuff.
Yeah, it was purely on a personal thing, Johnny. I was just wondering what the connection between the two were. Now, a lot of the emphasis of Widalesco is to read to the children, and I would imagine as well, Johnny, having the children read stories in relation to their own heritage. Now, that, I would think, is vitally important, because it has always been my opinion that you can never get to where you want to be unless you know where you have come from.
Yeah, definitely. But the reason why this will be so important to get travellers involved and to tell stories and stuff, because if I'm thinking of myself, and if I was a young lad growing up or whatever, it gives you more confidence and more confidence in yourself if you can see another traveller doing it or getting involved. And if you're like basically if you're not if you're not confident in yourself or don't want to go, because what's happening is in a lot of the schools and stuff that we were linking in with, and it's a terrible shame that some travellers kind of intend to hide themselves or not let themselves be known. And I suppose I've done that myself as a child as well, and this is what we're trying to get around to. Be more confident in yourself and be confident in your own community and where you came from, your own history. And that's what we're really trying to get at. And anybody can tell the story, but it's better come from your traveller culture, a traveller community or the Roma community. Like.
Yeah, because, I mean, there is no point, for argument's sake, in somebody from in the settled community or somebody from a university not from a traveller background trying to educate travellers on their own history. That just doesn't work. And it wouldn't resonate with the younger people either, I'd imagine.
No, because this is why it's so hard for service and stuff to get involved, to get travellers involved and stuff, and to get out in the ground level and stuff, is because it's travellers know about travellers and they know a way to approach travellers and they know the different. It's about trust as well. There's not a lot of trust from both sides back and forth to each other. And it's much better coming from, I suppose, well, as I call it, one of my own travellers, like, than getting told or somebody else telling me about my culture or my own community and stuff.
Yeah, it'd be a bit like somebody from Bristol University coming over here trying to educate us on the events of Bloody Sunday when we have plenty of historians of our own that can do it.
Yeah.
And I'm only referencing that because of the events of the weekend, obviously, Johnny. The stories, you're looking for stories to be submitted. So what kind of stories and who do you want submitting them and when do you need them in by, Johnny? We'll run in three or four questions there into one to give you a good run.
As I said earlier, any type of story you want to say yourself, any type of a book, or it could be anything. It could be a poem even of whatever that you had as even growing up or whatever you like now. And basically, you can get involved through WhatsApp. You can send us the audio through WhatsApp or if you're brave enough, you can do a video of you telling a story or reading a story from a book or something. And you can send that to 086-141-4335, and that's a WhatsApp, just your name and where you're from. And we'll be updating that, and we'll be launching on social media, and also a lot of information on the Northside Partnership website. So just watch out for that. As I said, look at travellers are great, and I'm going back to the crisis that we're in at the moment, and everybody's in it. And, like, traditionally, travellers have been great storytellers, and I've been growing up listening to stories, and it's great. Like, even stories of my grandfather, who's 83 now, and he'd tell you stories, and absolutely brilliant. And I always just say to them, like, if we can go back, and I'm going off the topic of this for a second, just to go back to what we're in as COVID at the moment. Just to protect our elders, and as I said, we're great storytellers, and just to mind yourself and do all the procedures that we're supposed to do, and let us be able to tell another story about what we've come through, and especially the older people belong to our own community as well, and every community. So we keep that in mind as well. Like, we've all been great storytellers, and just let this be another story that we've come through, like, together, and that we can tell our children when we get older as well.
Yeah, well, of course, the old adage, Johnny, comes into mind there, that a community or a country, or whatever way you want to describe it, are judged on how they look after the most vulnerable. And I suppose in this case, the most vulnerable are the elderly and people with underlying conditions. And that is how we will be judged by future generations, I would imagine, on how we looked after the vulnerable at this time.
Absolutely. And that's, COVID has been very, very hard, especially in travellers. I live in a traveller site myself, and the problem was if somebody picked up the virus, the whole site where I live was completely closed down. We all were isolating, and where in our community is all about being around each other, being with family, being with friends, dropping in and out, and always been that sense of community and closeness, and that has really suffered in the last couple of months, like everybody, but especially when it's much harder when you're living in a site, I live in a site with 23 families, and to my brothers and my sisters and my cousins and aunts and uncles, and we're very, very close. And if somebody picked up that virus, which had happened, it's completely like a ghost town then, and it's you're getting isolated, and then you can't go into your grandfather there, you have to think of him, and you have to sacrifice him for a week, but it's a small sacrifice to pay for him to still be around.
Johnny, something that I'd like you to comment on before we part company this morning, mm-hmm. and I am going to use this phrase in the most complimentary way possible, but I am old enough to remember having grown up in a very rural part of North Cork, when I never heard the phrase traveller. They were referred to as tinkers for a very, very good reason. That among their ranks were some of the best tradespeople ever. And some of the work that they produce has been and is to this day for those still doing it. Absolutely unbelievable, the quality and the, just to use an old phrase, Johnny, which you may not be familiar with because of your tender years, but they had brilliant hands. I mean, they could do stuff, and it was frightening when you saw the end result. And also there was a very rich tradition of traditional music. Is that still there, and could people... I would imagine, Johnny, that you would be trying to chase down stories of people who grew up in that era and saw that.
Yeah, for example, I have a granduncle who's still around, and he does the tinsmithing. He still does that. He does that as part as he works in part of an organisation, and he goes around to fairs and stuff, and he goes around and he makes that stuff. He still does that. I think Another friend of his as well. I think there's only two of them that I really know about that still do that. Going back to the story you were saying about the tinker and stuff, yeah, that's correct and right. I have a grandfather who's at 83. I love going into them, stories that he tell you. And what he was saying about growing up is completely different than what I can remember about growing up. He said it was absolutely brilliant. He says the relationship between travellers and non-travellers was absolutely first class. He said we used to help each other. We went to the farmers, we'd do a bit of work, we'd repair stuff, we'd get a bit of work off them, we'd go up picking spuds and everything else. And I don't think there was much, well, going what he was saying, I don't think there was much racism or discrimination as bad as it is today.
Well, I can vouch for that, Johnny, because as I said, I grew up in a very rural part of North Cork, and I can assure you that the people there used to love to see them coming, because, like you said, there would be something that would need sharpening, there'd be something that would need repairing, and, as you said as well, they would they'd always seem to have the gift to appear when there was work available, and they did the work, and they got paid, and they moved on, and they lived their life as per their tradition. But definitely, I mean, I have seen... and I remember seeing them doing things like the disposable generation just did not apply to them. They fixed, they repaired, they mended, and I mean, some of the craftsmanship was just outstanding.
Yeah, and that was the time they were in. But unfortunately, that has changed, and also as well, the line of work has changed. They're not needed as much as they used to be, and then. This is where the gap has come in then with travellers getting employment and stuff, because education, is obviously a great tool in life, and as I said, look, it can't be underestimated. It opened many doors for you, and then this is where I'm coming from. As a young fella myself, I left school early and ended up going back to education, because when I went looking for work and stuff, I had nothing to offer nobody. I would have been as skilled as the old generation, and then the only way for me to get in this day and age what I was living in was through education, and this is why education is so important. And if we can get, obviously, education, but then you have the other thing as well about the lack of people that employ travellers. A lot of people wouldn't employ them, so yeah, I'm trying to build a wall up here about education, and then the far side then is the lack of unemployment, lack of opportunities for travellers. A lot of people won't, not like people years ago that was willing to give them work and stuff and trusted them and stuff. That's that doesn't seem to be there anymore, like, or if it is, it's very little.
Well, Johnny, I can assure you from listening to you this morning, you're doing more than your fair share. Johnny, before we part company today, my friend, can you just let me know again and let the listeners know where you want those stories or poems or anything of that nature to be submitted to?
Yeah, you can submit them, look at it, and they can be recorded, and as I said, you can make a video and just a book, or any book. It doesn't have to be a child book, whatever book or whatever, even just an article from that book or whatever. A poem, a story, you can record on WhatsApp or the video, and you can send it to 086-141-4335. And look, at more information, it'll be put up on Northside Partnership as well. And yeah, that's basically it.
And I presume if anybody listening, if they just want to send it on to the Northside Partnership, they will find your office and you will get it that way as well.
Absolutely. Look, if they record them and make a video, don't worry, it'll make its way to me. They'll get me. I'd be a very easy man found.
Exactly. Johnny MacDonald from the Northside Partnership. Johnny, thank you so much for joining me this morning. It has been a pleasure, and I do appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. And again, to everybody up there in the Northside Partnership for the absolutely brilliant work you do for the community. You're so thanked, and we really do appreciate it. Johnny, thanks for talking to me.
Thank you very much for having me.
Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.